Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Happy the day to everybody on our radio podcast and our second time of live streaming on YouTube. I am Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE with Radio Connections with PACE. And with me, I have my co-host,
Everyday Walton, vice president of PACE.
And she's also our IT person. And she's trying to figure out why we can't get live chat.
We weren't supposed to say anything yet.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They weren't going to know until they chatted. Nobody saw us.
But you got to let them know up front so they won't, you know. Anyway, as you all know, I always get the one that gets the elephant out the room. So the elephant out the room today is we don't know why we can't do live chat. But try to do it anyway. Maybe it'll pop up. Right, IT?
Hopefully. We're going to see. We're working on it. Just email a section.
Anyway.
All right. What you got for inspiration for today, Gina?
Inspiration for the day, the quote, being held accountable may feel like an attack if you're not ready to acknowledge how your poor decision impacts others.
Go ahead.
Now, hear this. Being held accountable may feel like an attack if you're not ready to acknowledge how your poor decision impacts others. That's a powerful
statement. It happens every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Especially with leaders. Lack of common sense leaders.
It does.
And then they want to blame you for stuff.
They do.
Or steal your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it knowledgeable?
What does it mean? Break it down.
Poor decision that impacts others.
So break it down for us.
Well, that's like, for instance, there's so much I can say on that without...
Just say a little bit.
When you make some dumb decisions as a leader and want your employees to follow you, and then nothing goes right, then you want to blame everybody else. You just impacted the production.
Everything.
The efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
The effectiveness,
mm-hmm. That's right.
The morale,
everything.
And then you want to say, it's them and not me.
And it's time for your evaluation, or something happens and you are called in for why, what happened. You get offended because they're correcting or trying to correct the behavior. It's not being disciplined. It's just trying to correct the behavior. And you get upset, right? And you get upset because.
Because you made a poor decision and it impacted
us.
And you don't want to, what we call, bite the bullet.
Nope.
And take the fault and say, hey, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go back and redo this. Or I need to listen to some of my employees that have the knowledge and experience or expertise. Not everybody that you think want to move up.
Want your job.
They want your job.
Not at all.
Or want all these $6 figures that you're making and you make a poor decision. Everybody can be comfortable with what they're doing.
Correct.
So that doesn't mean because a laborer is running behind a truck or somebody is working in a ditch that they don't have common sense or they don't have a master's degree in something. That might be the job that they enjoy. They might be doing something. So you never know what you got until you, as a good leader, listen to your people and your employees. And leads us to the movie of the week.
Go ahead.
Genius by Aretha. Genius-Aretha. You know, I watched that. I wasn't going to watch it after the third time because I couldn't understand. Never heard anything much about Aretha other than her songs and the little gossip in a tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know this National Geographic. I always follow them as to be true to some things that they do, you know, over the years. And we used to have those National Geographic magazines. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I loved that, the pictures, you know.
I did.
I always thought that they were factual. So when this came out and they were supporting this and they were behind this production, I was quite shocked. And I'm like, okay, is this fact? And if it's factual, I was Aretha was always in a dark place.
They portrayed
her in a very dark place. She had a horrible, horrific childhood and stuff. And maybe that's why all of the passion of her singing came. But, you know, a lot of that happens. But, oh, my gosh. And then they portrayed Martin Luther King and her eluded. They didn't show it, but alluded that they may have had some type of, you know, more friendly relationship. And so I'm not shocked because they're only human, but I didn't realize a lot of the stuff that she did because, you know, and they portrayed Angela Davis in there too. And I marched with Angela Davis back in, oh, I'm giving my age up now.
Marched?
Well, and we're not there because let me tell you about the marching, you know. Everybody looked at me, and I'm not going there, you know, the light skin, dark skin, but Angela Davis. But, I got to say a little bit. So with my hair being straight, you know, I didn't kind of fit in with the Black Panther movement and Angela Davis. So they had, even though she was light skin, she had a big afro. So I went out and bought me an afro. No, I had somebody gave me a little afro weave.
You couldn't just wait till it wasn't at that dress?
No, it wouldn't. No, that wouldn't have. No, it just frizzes out. You know, it didn't get in the afro type thing. So I had to buy an afro wig, and I was able to march with them. I even put a little pick. Remember the pick with the fist in it?
In your straight hair?
No, in the wig.
Oh, okay.
See, okay. There you go. Follow me.
I'm just saying.
You threw a slur back at me. Follow
me.
In the afro wig. I put the pick in. So I was able to march with the car. So when I saw that, when I saw that, it brought back a little memories of my college days, because I was in college when all this was going on at Bevel State University, for everybody to know, Bevel, North Carolina, and we call that the Bill. So anyway, we did the march on the Ferguson Road. Shout out to all my folks out there in Bevel, the Bill, and so it just brought a little memories back, but I can't wait to the one with, what's her name, that Aretha wanted her to portray her, the singer. I can't think of her name right now. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Supposed to be portraying her. So I can't wait to see what type of story they're going to have, you know, and see where they're going with that. But anyway, you guys get a chance. It was very interesting, very sad.
I haven't seen it.
Watch it. It's four nights, two episodes in each night. I did watch the whole thing through, and it didn't touch too much on her death or anything like that, but it showed, it didn't go into the Glenn Thurman marriage as much, just showing what she did marry him. And guess who I was shocked to see in it, playing one of her lovers? T.I. T.I. I was like, how did T.I. get that role? But I was like, I kept looking at him like, that looks like T.I.
Is that T.I.?
So I Googled the characters. It was Tip. So I'm going, all right. Well, you know, they didn't portray him to be bad, though.
Yeah.
But I think he really, the role that he played for her, he really loved her. But anyway, that's the movie of the week, Aretha, A Genius Aretha. So you guys check it out if you can.
And the song for the week.
What
don't own the rights, but I'm sure you will like it. I'm not going to say your age. I'm just saying.
You can't play it long because we don't have
I'm
the money
gonna
to pay
for it. I'm not going to play it long.
Okay.
Just for a minute. But you're going to know what it is in here.
Oh, I like that.
I know you do.
Be a wizard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, though.
Listen. But I love it. So I'm going to play it
You shot me with that one.
I know I did. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you got to cut it. We don't have the rights to the song, so we can't play it. We're going to get sued. Anyway, that's Bill Withers.
Yes, Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Yes,
lovely
that's
day.
The song for the week. Oh, yeah. That always inspires me.
Yeah,
always.
It's so, really
what's our hot topics? What's the gossip first? Oh, let me give a shout-out. I got to give a shout-out.
Okay.
And let me see. The shout-out is because my husband listened to his radio talk show, and he heard him calling out for all unions to help him support or not support the voter suppression.
Okay.
So I got to give a shout out. And so when my husband called him and talked to him and said, yeah, I'm married to a lady that runs a union for the city, and he was just ecstatic. So we got to give him a call and him. And his name is Joe Madison. I don't know if you all heard of him, but he's the host for Black Eagle Radio. It's a series, Channel 126. And we'll reach out to him and see what we can do together. But he has a big show thing, and he talked about the voter suppression. And I really haven't got a lot into that voter suppression thing, but I do know when I heard that you couldn't even bring a bottle of water while you're standing in line.
Yeah.
So guess what? I get that, but you know what we need to do? When you're standing in line, bring your own water. Have a little backpack with your own water in it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's always ways. Right is right. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's ways around certain things.
Yeah.
Like I go to Disney World.
Yeah.
I don't be wanting to buy no $5
me
bottle
neither.
Of water.
It ain't
so
$5.
I put me
it's
a little
$10. Yeah.
I'll put that little bottle of water on my hip, and now you got a little sandwich, a little snack,
that's
and
it.
I'll stand in line
that's
waiting
it.
On that ride.
That's
so if I can do that, you can do that if you're standing up in line.
Yeah.
And bring your little rolling chair. Well, you know, to do open and you sit down. What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything.
I got one. So when I want to stand in line, I'm going to bring my little rolling chair, open it up, sit down, get up, fold it up, roll a little more, open it up, sit down, till I get done what I need. Couldn't have it be about my rolling chair. Those are ideas and suggestions, people, so you won't be suppressed for your
body. The main thing was that was there requiring some type of IDs, and it appears what they're saying that they're trying to keep minorities out of voting. That's the whole thing. That's really the whole thing.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to, like you said, we're not really
we're not
going to
political,
politics,
but
we're not, you know, but that, you know, it's always something.
Bring your rolling chair
it's always
and
something.
Bring some water. Bring your little snacks, some Vienna sausages or some crackers.
I like Vienna crackers, though, I do.
You like Vienna crackers?
Well, you know, we used to eat brown swaggin'. You know brown
swaggin'? What's brown swaggin'?
It was the pot meat, and I ain't that now. It's the potted meat and the little pack in the deli. It was good, though. I couldn't eat it now, but I'm so sorry.
Why are you slapping at me?
I didn't slap at you.
There's a gnat flying around
here.
People, listen.
What's
we gotta have
I
some. We gotta have, donations because we need a studio. I have been attacked by chickens. Just saw the hawk come down because they found out chickens survived back here. So in her backyard,
the
hawks are flying around, and now we got gnats in here that she's slapping at. When we get chance and put it out there, help us out to get a studio. But forgive her, she's slapping around gnats.
I'm not going to do it anymore. So anyway, I was talking to my mom this morning about nursing homes.
Oh, my.
And my cousin, her husband had a stroke, and he's kind of not able to do for himself. So he had something else happen to him. Anyway, he went into the hospital.
Okay.
She got him back yesterday.
Okay.
And he had bodily fluids dried on his body.
Mm.
Right? From the hospital. So, and I understand that nurse's job is a hard job too, like anybody else's, you know, we all have things that are a little more difficult to handle or whatever, but he doesn't speak, so he couldn't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
But as your job, you're supposed to be checking. So, and my mom, she's a retired nurse. So she was just talking, now she teaches CNAs. And a lot of them are foreigners.
And CNAs are?
Uh-huh.
What does CNA stand for?
A Certified Nurse Assistant.
Okay.
And
CNA.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and they just popped off the road.
Yeah, because that's what...
But what is it certified? They certified nurse assistants. They're like... You're going up
yeah.
to the level, you know, yeah. LPN, RN, and all that. Anyway, she was just saying how, you know, she doesn't want to be in a nurse home just because she knows how things could be. But... A lot of the people that doesn't speak our language, English, or whatever the majority of the language is, it's confusing to the patient when they're trying to tell and say, hey, this is what's wrong with me, or say something. The person that's dealing with them have no clue what they're saying. So they're trying to guess what they're saying. Instead of saying in the beginning that they don't speak real English, you know, all the way speak English,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying that, they just continue on and yeah, they wait through the class, and that's
mm-hmm.
what my mom said they do in her class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major problem, because whereas you might get, they can get disciplined for that, but they just speak the language.
So it's a communication.
It's a big communication.
Just like you just said, C-N-A.
It's a C, N, and A. You thought I said C-N-A?
Yeah.
No, C-N as in Nancy, A.
Well, don't get an attitude.
I'm just saying.
You see how we going here? And this, see, what I heard you say, C-N-A. A, not C-N-A.
I didn't pronounce my syllables
yeah,
right.
That's, yeah.
Because I'm dark skinned. Is that what it is?
Maybe so.
Is
I
that
don't
what it
know.
Is?
I didn't go
is
there.
Is that
audience.
What you're trying to say?
She's bringing that up. But see, C-N-A is sounds different from C and A. And
I
you know what? To be real with you, Ebony,
yes.
That's the kind of communication lack of
that's, right.
that's in the workforce today.
It is.
With that experience that your mom is having,
mm-hmm.
it's his experience all the time in the city of Atlanta.
It is.
Because people think they don't know that how they're speaking, and they get offended, just like you got offended talking about, I'm talking about you dark skin. Had nothing to do with that. You
I
just did not speak
I'm just saying,
pronunciation I, properly.
To pronunciation properly to who?
Me.
To your standards?
Well, who are you talking to?
Anyway.
You're talking to me. Or is there somebody behind me? But anyway, this is probably the cause. Remember,
it
we
is.
Were talking about communication and some of our podcasts in the past about people assuming
mm-hmm.
that what I'm hearing you say, it may be totally different
what
from
you
what, you're, what you're actually saying to
that's
me.
True.
So when I don't do what you're asking me to do, it could be I didn't understand you clearly.
That's
so
right.
we were talking about proper communication. And proper communication is once you give a directive, allow that employee to speak back and say, I'm hearing you say this. Don't get an attitude because they may have misinterpreted what you said.
Yeah.
Just correct what you said or revise it in a different way so they understand. But we got a lot of that going on.
All the time. All the time.
They get mad.
So let me, okay, so last week we discussed how I had a meeting or I had an employee that you said, well, your kids was probably being mean or whatever. So this particular employee with a couple of other ones, but you have, we had a meeting with our major and our operations manager. And so they listened to her side of the story. And then they brought me in and to my side, then they put us together. So when they put us together, she goes into all of this stuff. I have no idea what she was really saying. It's a lot of what she felt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help how people feel. That's fine. And so then I come back and I said, well, this is what I expect. As the supervisor, this is what I expect. I don't really, and those that know me, I'm not really a real emotional type person. You know, I'm not, you sit here and cry.
Yeah,
I might just
yeah.
do you like this or something, but I'm not going to cry with you.
Who you mean?
That's not being mean. I don't, I was raised by two men.
Look how she just touched me. Just,
I'm just saying. My,
you know what that hat means.
Stop crying. We didn't, my daddy didn't,
that's
they
a good
didn't
old
do
touch.
That. Oh, good old boy. We didn't do all of that. We wasn't raised to do all of that. So we don't really cry. I know that you can and all of that's okay. That's not a problem. But she was in her feelings for something that she had really, I've never done anything actually directly to her.
Okay.
So miscommunication or misunderstanding or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw me, because in my mind, I expect certain things.
Right.
Right? And like the topic. We have, what is it, what topic says, don't expect when,
what did you talk about, a quote?
No, the one we put on the blog. Talk.
You're the one to put that on the
oh
blog.
Oh, my gosh.
It's,
oh, gosh.
So, anyway.
Stop expecting when nothing has been.
We didn't even say that in the blog yet.
It is.
We didn't say that verbally to the listener.
You
want to
say
blog.
It verbally first?
Okay, say it verbally.
You say it verbally.
No, you say it. You know.
Don't expect. Expecting when nothing has been, let me see, I'm sorry. Where did they go? Stop expecting. Where did they go?
See, she don't even
know
what she's doing, and I'm firing her.
I don't know. But don't expect when something hasn't been, when you don't know that they are aware of something. And that's my problem. I expect a 30-year-old person to act as a 30-year-old person. I expect a 15-year-old to act as a 15-year-old. I expect a 60-year-old to act as a 60-year-old. That's something that I do, I think, or expect because that's just how
your
I
your expectations
yeah.
of high standards and work ethics are applicable.
Yeah.
However.
But people don't, they're not aware of
exactly.
that a lot of times. And so that's something that I see within me.
Right.
That, hey, sometimes you can't, she might be 35, but she might act like she's or she might act like she's 12.
Oh, now you're discriminating age.
No, I'm just saying. Well, no. I'm saying some. You have a lot of 35-year-old people that act like they're
you got 60
so
old that, like 10 or 12.
There you go. So I have to be.
I throw a tantrum every now and then.
You don't act like that, though. You don't act like that. So I have to learn to. I'm learning to stop expecting that.
Well, if people tell you that you're mean, you know, I mean, if somebody say I'm mean, I would want to know why do you feel that I'm mean and try to make some type of change. But a lot of times people don't know you. They only know the work side of you.
They
and
don't.
We all human.
Yeah.
Because I can be just as raw. And I can be, and I'll give you but I'll give you the coat off my back, because at the same time, and I cry almost every day. Anybody, you cry, I'm crying, but I'll still whip you, you know? I mean, you ever heard that say? My daddy used to say that all the time, but he never whipped me because his punishment's so hard. He said, this is going to hurt you more than me.
That's not true.
This is
going to
hurt you more than me. No, it's not.
It hurts me.
So quit lying.
Yeah.
But
it's hurting me,
you know, and so over the past week, speaking of hurting, oh gosh, how do I say this? We've had a couple of employees in different areas that are hurting real bad. They're feeling abused, mistreated. They're going through a lot of family issues. You know, I had one person, and this person was going through a divorce because of the job, going through pandemic because of PTSD, going through family issues with, you know, with the COVID, going through bad boss communication, going through being ostracized. They're feeling that, you know, people being mean and mistreating and bullying, and to the point where they had to go get some help or go out sick for a while. And that's just not one person. Several people. So I reached out to EAP and shout out to Adrian Bradford, wherever you are, because I truly miss you. Dr. Adrian Bradford was very, very workable with the union and the employees. She cared a lot about these employees till it made her so sickening to see how they're being mistreated. Because, see, the thing is, it's one or two people make complaints about something. You take that with a grain of salt, but you investigate. But when you got multiple saying the same thing, it's time for a full-fledged investigation, because something is wrong. All these people can't be wrong.
So you remember back in, a couple of years ago when you had, we first came to Pace because we was having issues with our director at that time.
911?
Yes.
I remember.
And it was...
Y'all was horrible.
Horrible. The employees were fearful. It was... The atmosphere, it was so, the atmosphere was so thick when you walked in. Everybody was always on pins and needles.
Hating each other.
Yeah.
Morale
down. Everything. And we've come a long way. We're not where we should be, but we are moving in a better direction. But when we came to Pace really, really, really.
Took me a lot. That was a lot of hard work.
That was
a lot of hard work.
It was a lot for me.
So I can imagine what you all were going through.
It was a
but
lot.
But it didn't happen overnight. It took a couple of years to get that done.
And
it took me a lot of bravery to go before council, because you got to understand, I'm from a military background, and you stay loyal as much as you can. And I always heard you don't bite the hand that feeds you. But when that even a bit dog get tired of beating down and will come back after you, you know,
yeah.
the master.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it took me a lot of heartburn to go before council and have to call out that area, because 911 is the crucial heartbeat of the city.
Yeah.
911 is the heartbeat of the city.
It is.
Because citizens call 911, let's be real, to dispatch police and fire to see the crimes and violence and what the citizens need. And when you all are not fixed and repaired, you're not going to give the quality service that is expected. You're going to have sick outs. You're going to have people leave out. And so we had to take a very strong stance, the union, to support you guys. And you guys supported us to get what we needed done. And we did accomplish what we have been requesting. But we had to show facts. And some people, you know, all of this political stuff and who's who and who belongs to who and who's in a clique. We finally had to expose that and get something.
And
done.
It was very dark. It was really dark.
I can imagine.
So with that being said, now there's another issue going on. Not with our department though. Not like
no,
that.
Because let me do some shout outs to your department so far with your major and the captain coming to the table with the union.
Yes.
And we just had a meeting about it, and they listened, and they were willing, and of course, you know, they're like we call it the blue code.
They're sworn.
They're totally different. But the fact that they were willing to listen and give us an opportunity, a civilian for them to see it another way. And I
can imagine that it's hard. It's difficult.
For them, because they're more stringent.
Exactly. And the major now, he's very, like, straight line, which is what they need.
Right.
You know, last year, the director we had, she was the one to open up a can of worms. She exposed everything. She let it all out.
You were talking about Pritchett.
Mm-hmm. Director Pritchett. She was, listen, if we only have three people on the phone and they walking through, we're not going to pass up and make it look like we have 10 or make people. She was very transparent. So that was good, and we knew that. We said that last year was a very transparent year, and whatever leadership we get this year is going to be what, okay, so everything's exposed. Now let's put it back together the right way and put it in line, and that's what he's doing. I don't know how long he's going to stay there. Usually they don't stay long, but I hope he stays there long enough to get that straight line together.
And that's what,
that's what it is. That's what we
did. But he also had reached out to the unions, and we're working together.
Yes.
So we pass off to, and kudos to Captain Major.
Major.
I always call him Major. I can call him Major.
Because they said, we say
I can't say his name.
Yeah, they say we're pronouncing it wrong.
So he said, Gina, you can call me Major B. So Major B and Captain Baxter, we appreciate, the union appreciates your dialogue and your coordination with us to help your operation go smooth for the production efficiency and morale of your employees.
And we can't exclude Desiree because she helped them.
Miss Arnold. I had a pleasure meeting her that time you all invited me to lunch.
Oh, that's right. I was scared. Yeah.
I sit up there with my mask on.
I remember.
And speaking of masks, you're getting a little close.
I got my mask.
No, you just need
and
to
And I had my shot.
Time.
I should be afraid of you. What? I got my shot.
Oh, did you see that pun intended?
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
So, anyway.
Anyway, back to the 311.
Yes.
The 911.
Mm-hmm.
Now we having a crisis in 311.
Yes.
Well, you know me. Do I need to pull the elephant out of the room or let you go?
Go ahead and pull the elephant out of the room.
Okay. So I might get some calls on this and I'm prepared for it because, you know, I've already made my phone calls. But here we go, folks. 311 is just as important to the city as 911, but not as important because 911 handles deaths and this and stuff, emergency calls. However, 311 can get some of that stuff, and 311 has emergencies through the citizens on other issues that just as impact as it can on the 911.
I think they have like water bills and all
water
that.
Water bills
kind of
or bad things or, you know, or people suing back. You know, stuff that's environmentally unsafe that they impact sometimes. And information. They are the lifeline to people calling in, where do I go to do this and do this within the city. So they're in a crisis. And the reason I said it, because it's bringing back memories like dealing with 911. To my understanding and my investigation so far over the past 2 years, here we go again with leadership getting out in front of council, giving these attaboards or accolades about how great their center is doing, and council, unbeknownst, always listens
and give them their accolades
and do all of this when in actuality some of that stuff may not be true. Those facts and figures are not true. And I say that because I remember a long time ago the CFO got in front of council or the Finance and Debt Committee and said, well, Fleet was losing money. And I had to stand up and tell him, you're not telling the truth with those figures. Or somebody's going to use some false information because I know better and I know different. That's how we got into that managed competition to prove him wrong. And did. But moving forward, we've gotten a lot of complaints from employees confidentially hidden. As a matter of fact, a letter from somebody named Grady Baby, whoever you are out there, please, I mean, I don't know who you are, but call me. You don't have to let me know who you are. Mm-hmm. But a letter from Grady Baby went out to all of the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And I know because we represent some of the 311 members over there, I felt compelled that I to let her back out to the council to let them know that we now are aware of really somebody actually put it in writing versus calling the union individually and complaining.
Yeah.
But didn't want to give up names, didn't want to, you know, they're just saying they're being bullied. Okay, how are you being bullied? Tell me, don't just complain.
Mm-hmm.
And Grady Baby put this letter out And he was or she, whoever it was, just went there. And so I made some phone calls to find out, anybody know who this is, what's going on? And some of the complaints that I've been seeing are similar to what Grady Baby put out. But he put it out to all the city council. And one person responded that I know of from the council was Felicia Moore, President Moore. Mm-hmm. And she said that she really would like to, you know, look into this matter, as she always does. She's always supportive of employees because it's about transparency.
And
I think it was more so that, okay, the commissioner or interim person, director is telling them one thing, but now we got people saying something else. She wants to know the truth.
Yes.
Is it true? And everything that you heard the council meeting, I didn't hear. What did you hear on that?
So they were just giving their stats on, you know, everything that was going on. They stated that they had, I think, 3 vacancies, 16 are about to be filled April 1st.
Okay.
And then one of the council members asked, they've been getting complaints that they've been holding on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, they've been holding. I apologize, but they've been holding because a lot of their people are out for train and different things like that. So, I mean, I don't work every 1-1, so I don't know. Maybe I know we have a lot of training sometimes. But that was 5 days ago meeting. So I don't know if the lines are still holding now, after that 5 days. I don't know.
Well, Grady Baby wrote that letter. And
yeah.
In that letter, it was opposing of what that person, mm-hmm. the leader, said to council. And then I got a couple of more phone calls from individuals
mm-hmm.
that was solidifying what Grady Baby has saying. So I don't know who Grady Baby is, but if you happen to know this person or this person hears this podcast, please reach out to me in the union. You don't have to divulge who you are,
mm-hmm.
But we want to get more information because we can't help you because the letter, even though you were exposing some figures and numbers, we, the union, want facts. So one thing I don't do is go before council and say things where he said, she said, and, you know, make complaints without mm-hmm. us having facts. And then we also like to make solutions or offer suggestions. But the leader of this 311 center, we've had some issues with that leadership for some time ago. So I don't see that Grady Baby, some of that stuff is not quite untrue.
So we did reach out to the 311 members
for
a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
And that link will be sent out earlier today.
Yes.
For you guys to, if you are listening and you want to be on that meeting, so you can give us the full story and Pace can represent you, then that would be fine. That would be, you have to do that. You don't, again, like you said, you don't have to tell who you are. You don't have to ever speak in front of anyone, even though she did me like that. She did. She just threw me out there.
Well, you the VP, you got to learn.
I wasn't in.
Well, you did so good, I'll point at you.
That's her view.
Yes, yeah,
that ain't going again. She just disappointed me. But I was just thrown out there in front of the. I didn't know the cameras was going to be on. I didn't know anything. I just heard y'all say, "Do you mind talking in front of city council?" Sure, I don't mind talking in front of city council. But when we get in front of city council, they got camera folks out. And
I had no idea.
So she's not going to do y'all like that.
What make you a star? You can have fans, you know. Every now and then they'll call me and say, your fans miss you. But anyway, it's not easy and it's not fun to go and make complaints in front of your leaders, about leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth comes out to the truth.
Exactly.
And I'm saying, please don't make this 311 situation be another New Jack City. Remember the New Jack City with the watershed? Because you know I bust them out.
That's a gang life right there. She really mafia. Not a
get it
mercy.
So you know I have my moments and I have my ways. Somebody told me just Murphy is what is it, a Scott, what is that
mm-hmm.
Murphy name? It said just because your last name is Murphy don't think you're one of us.
Uh-uh.
I was told, oh yeah, I said maybe not, but Pagnotta means a lot. Get it, Cecilia?
Oh Lord.
So anyway,
but that goes, like you said, that helps to make the changes, to make change with anything. It's never comfortable trying to even lead or be a part of that. That is commendable, just even on your part. Now,
See what
you're
I mean?
You're going profound on me.
Bug flying around. We need a studio, you guys. We need help, man. Getting ate up. Hawk flying around. Chickens backing at my feet. But anyway,
so
beautiful home. Don't get it. Can't take the picture out of something.
So anyway, but it is, it's a lot of stress that you have to endure and deal with on both ends. And then to go back, I can recall that time when after we had went before city council that day, I was so heavy. Oh my, no, I cried. Now, I'm
did
not going to
cry?
I cried. I cried with my girlfriend that worked there with me. I just broke down because it was just a lot. Everybody's coming to you, and then you get a lot of people in the background and say, well, y'all bring these issues up. Are you bringing these issues up? Yeah, we
they're
are. And then later talk about you. You'll get a call and say, we don't know why she ruffling people's feathers. I'm not, I mean, you know, to see people down, I was never raised to not do anything. You always speak up. If you see this person is unable to speak, then you be their voice.
That's why we gravitate together so good, because you're a fighter like me. And it's not that you learn it. It's your innate. It's what was given, your God given, that you have that in your spirit. With me, a lot of people talk about me. They probably smile in my face, and as soon as I turn my back, they got daddy.
That's it.
And you know what? When you do that, it makes me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be called to do. And I'm going
to
do what I need to do for the people and for the God-given spirit in me to help the people where I can. Mm-hmm. Am I human? Yes, I'm human. And I cry, too, because I be wanting to just take somebody and just ring them, because I'm like, this is common sense. How can you not have common sense to be a good leader? You cannot lead without common sense.
But it's so common.
And people really retaliate against other people you cannot accept when you're wrong, or you cannot accept that you might need to grow or growth, or you don't have the expertise. I got a good team. I always say this. My team, some of them know a little bit more than I know. I embrace that.
That's all you
in
need.
In a heartbeat. Whenever I'm ready to leave the city, or whenever I want to retire, or whatever I want to do, I feel that I left a legacy where I work. They're going to say, oh, we remember Gina. Oh, she was a great supervisor. I'm not looking for that, but that's what everybody wants to leave when I go to another job, or I just retire, whatever. But you don't. Are you looking for the Hulk? Why are you looking?
That's the water meter person.
She's looking for the Hulk?
No, I'm not looking
for her. Oh, okay.
They're not going to be in the front anyway. The chickens are in the back.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know, because you Hulk, though, they can be sitting right
there.
But
they're not
going to
come in the house anyway.
Well, we don't know what's going on with all these toxins going on, the pandemic, hitting birds.
You're right. They might fly through the window and just come through.
Some of them, you know, when you had that Windex, you remember that commercial when that bird?
You walked through the window, you didn't know.
It was so clear, the birds were flying. But anyway.
So, yeah. But with that, though, we had a write-in. One of the listeners had a question. And the question was, what is the difference between these three terms?
Okay.
And what are the consequences involved with each of them?
Okay.
The first term is proactive.
Okay.
The second one is preventive, and the third one is preemptive.
Oh, that was deep.
Preemptive.
So say the three ones again.
Proactive.
Proactive.
Preventive.
Preventive.
And preemptive.
Preemptive. You said that right. Preemptive. Okay. All right.
Did
so what you
say all
you said all them correct. Yeah.
You sure?
I understand very good.
I was just making sure.
The part comes when you're going to define what it means exactly.
So here we go. When you do proactive, how do you view proactive? You want to give the definition first?
Yeah, go ahead.
For proactive?
See?
It's more like a neutral approach to something.
Okay.
I
thought it was when you say proactive, meaning that you're reaching out first.
Yeah.
You're getting ahead
before anything happens.
Right, okay.
Let's settle these ground rules. And job or work related, you would do that during your orientation. You get your handbook, what's expected of you, how you do your disciplinary process, your dress code, everything. That's your proactive. This is your guide that you use when you need any type of assistance.
Mm-hmm. Military, we call it recon. I look at it being like you want to recon, go out first to see since somebody
asked
you first.
When you just said that, I just saw you with the little black lines up under your face and the thing, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was one of them.
I could see that.
I wanted to be a sniper. You know, I was an expert. But seriously, I was an expert marksman in the military.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't shoot nothing up on clothes. I don't know if I was blindsided, but let the meters far away, I could snipe you out in a heartbeat. I just like going looking in that scope, and I can get. But now, right, now if you sitting right there, and I try to shoot you, it might go fast. So, but I don't understand that. But anyway,
yeah. So that's your proactive approach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your preventive approach.
Yes.
So that's when they fail to do. Okay, so I gave you the warning.
Okay.
Now, you violated the code. You violated something somewhere.
Okay.
We're just going to give you your warning. That's preventive. I'm giving you a warning. It's not harsh, but it's just kind of like a little piece. I'm nudging you. Hey, get it together. This is what I expect of you. Again, I'm giving you again the rules. This is what I'm expecting. Just mm-hmm. like when we do your written reprimand. What is the process of disciplinary, the step of disciplinary?
Oral,
written, and
adverse action.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that would be your second part of it,
mm-hmm.
the preventive. I'm telling you, here is the sheet to correct whatever it is that you need to correct.
To prevent anything wrong.
To prevent anything wrong. Then your
preemptive.
You handle the preemptive.
I don't want to handle the preemptive. That wasn't my.
Why
they
not?
Called you and told you to figure it out. What is it?
So your preemptive would be work related, I guess. It would be harsh.
What is the
Webster says for the Webster definition would be taking a preventive action. It wasn't really that.
So who was the? What was the purpose of the college?
They wanted to know
everything that you're saying. I got completely different views with that.
What you got?
Because what did you say preemptive was again?
The preemptive, if you think about
they all tie in together.
They all tie in together,
yeah.
But each of them are steps.
Right.
Your proactive, that's
uh-huh.
your very first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your preventive,
mm-hmm.
then your preemptive.
Right.
And if you're looking at it in our world with SOPs and disciplinary,
proactive
you have your
to me.
Oral.
So proactive means to me, when you look at it in the city of Atlanta's world of discipline, proactive
mm-hmm.
means I'm telling you up front what you need to do up front.
Exactly. That's your
preventive
orientation.
Preventive means that you got the understanding and the knowledge of what you need to have to prevent from doing anything wrong or having any issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then preemptive means when I come behind and then I have to do discipline. See how simple that was?
I wasn't making it simple. I was trying to explain it the best way.
Again, this is what we talked about, the difference between common sense leadership.
So I'm not common sense?
No, you did, like,
that's
now
all,
around
that's to make sure,
Georgia,
I like,
Alabama.
I like to say when we're done that
okay.
you understood exactly what I said.
See
communication.
See how she all in my face.
Effective communication.
See how she getting all in my face.
You have communication.
Give me 6 feet.
You have regular communication.
Pointing in my face. Getting upset, voice getting loud.
I'm not getting upset.
But we're showing you how things can happen
yeah.
in the real world of the city
it
between
does.
Supervisor and employee.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it goes.
We're
having a serious dialogue. I'm trying to understand where she's
yeah.
coming from. We have a communication, and all of a sudden, we're missing something because
yeah.
I'm disagreeing, but
yeah.
we're saying the same thing,
but it's
a different way. But I wasn't sure what she was saying because she was putting thousands of words.
Whereas she wanted to just make it so
just
simple.
Common sense.
But
simple.
When you make it that simple, sometimes it becomes too simple. And then it's not effective.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It's not effective because when we leave out of the meeting, that person might say, well, I thought what you said was, well, the way how I explain things, I explain it very elementary, all the way down,
no,
open it all the way
no,
up.
No, you don't. You explain it college-wise. And so when you're talking to elementary people, you got to break it down to ABC, 1, 2, 3. And I wanted it, yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad. But at the end of the day, where the correction of communication comes in is when you ensure that before that meeting is over that everybody understands what I just said. And with that, you have to have another dialogue. And it's okay to say, can anybody explain to me what I just said, or do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
And if that person has said something or asked you something that you felt in your mind it should have been simple, do not berate that person and allow that person, because they may not understand. Everybody don't know how to work a PC. I mean, I can get out there and fight your battle all day long, give you some words, pick out three column words from the dictionary, talk to you like I'm a scholar. But when you throw that laptop in my face and tell me to go to live, well,
flatline.
But there, that's why I have you and your team, because you're very good at what you do with IT.
If I can get this texting part on this YouTube, we'd be better.
That's right. And we again, we need the studio.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But anyway, so the whole genre of our meeting today to discuss is communication, to call out, to talk, to let the city employees know what's going on out there in the world, in the field, in their departments. To communicate and reach out, to let you know we're here for you. The union is here for you always. We're going to protect you when you're right, and we're going to help you when you're wrong. That was a good one. Let me repeat that. We're going to protect you when you're right, and we're going to help you when you're wrong. So always is not always leadership. Now, let me get
no,
to
it's
the
not.
Point.
No, we're not.
Employees, now, you know sometimes city workers, you know you can be a handful.
Yes.
Some of y'all can be like children.
Yes.
I'm going to be be real.
A lot.
Some of you don't like to get directives. Some of you don't like to be told what to do because you got a better way of doing it. But guess what? Do what you ask and then put it in writing. Or talk with them, set up a meeting with them and say, listen, we did so-and-so and so-and-so today, but I found a better way next time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't listen and they continue to do it, as long as it don't cost you your paycheck, your money, your job, you're not being putting on a PIP just because you're expressing some new innovative way, let them have it and just come to the union and say, hey, this is costing the city money. And we brought this to their attention, and then we'll take it from there. We can speak for you on your behalf where you can't speak for yourself without being retaliated against. I mean, people love me and people hate me. I was told there's no in-between. You either like somebody or hate somebody, but I like to say it's a love-hate.
It is
and I don't
hate.
Like that word hate, but sometimes it's a love-hate. We're going to agree to disagree, but it's a matter of respecting each other's opinion. And at the end of the day, leaders, we know you are the leader. We know it's your word. We know that you have the right to say, this is how we're going to do it. But if it doesn't make sense and it costs the city money, I'm going to challenge you. It's simple as that. Because what we want, transparency, and we need to get the city back where employees can be proud of the blue. Let's be real with that, too.
Yeah.
Proud of the blue. Now, we've got some issues going on with that that case. We say we weren't going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. But let me say this. I don't want to get into the politics because everybody has their own personal opinion and their views about certain things and issues. But the bottom line is when somebody's breaking in my house or somebody trying to kill me, I'm calling 911. I don't care what at that moment, and this is for real because I'm human.
Yeah.
At that moment, I might have just got off the phone, holding my fist up, protesting about somebody and I did somebody wrong on the police side versus a civilian, and whether it's right or wrong. But at the end of the day, when somebody's breaking in my house or trying to harm me, I'm dialing 911. As simple as that. I'm dialing 911. And I want a police officer to come out here and help me. And so we got to get back. And you remember police officers in the city of Atlanta is the city of Atlanta employees. They stay employees.
They are. And they human.
And so they're human. I'm not taking sides on nothing. So don't go out there repeating that Gina's pro this and pro. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth I feel. This is my truth. I'm going to say all city employees, we all need to go by what are disciplinary actions? We have that in
that's
the code.
For a reason.
They're there for a reason. No matter who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's there for a reason.
For a reason.
We want to be proud to be employees again. I used to be so proud, and I'm still proud to be employed with the city of Atlanta. But we used to have good uniforms. People used to be out there and see
and
you in your uniform.
So
you look good. You know, you represented the city well.
It meant
you know, your uniforms was
mm-hmm.
clean. You didn't have no turnaround hat. You didn't have all these different colors. Everybody knew, oh, that's the city of Atlanta truck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the city of Atlanta employee.
Distinguished
employee. And then folks would say, oh, you work for the city. Oh, wow.
And that was such a good thing.
Yes, because they say, it took me for years. I still ain't heard. So you are an elite person in
not
the city
anymore.
Of Atlanta. Now folks laugh at us.
Yep.
Laugh at us.
I take that uniform off
soon as we get in the car. It's like being ashamed to work for the city, and it's not because of the job. I love my job, but it's all this bad publicity, all this ugliness, all the bad leadership, all of this fraternization, all of this, you know, who you know. I mean, we help each other. Don't get me wrong. But don't pick and choose and put people in places
that
don't know the job.
That don't,
and then
that
you got these issues going on. We got to help each other, which brings me to that last part we want to talk about, colleague and teamwork.
Okay.
See, when you got teamwork, we got to build it back to your colleagues. When you're calling out sick just because you want to be off, not knocking the ones, because if you're sick, stay home, okay, whether it's COVID-related and hoping you don't get it, or just being not feeling good, mental stress, whatever, stay home. But remember, when you're just playing the game, trying to get over, you're not affecting primarily in my truth, you're not affecting the city numbers. That's the priority. The priority is your colleague, is your teammate.
I work harder.
Because now you put pressure on your teammate to work more hard, and she or he have issues like you or worse issues.
And still decide.
And still got to come to work and cover for your absence that you all the time calling out. We got things that you really stress, and we understand it. You got FMLA. You got the FFRCA comp time. You got the sick time. But it doesn't mean that you take it in conjunction to make you a full-day holiday. Come on, folks.
With y'all's day.
Come on, y'all. Let's do this. We got to do better. We got to get back to where we are to look out for each other. Because at the end of the day, the union can fight with you for your leadership to do the right thing, but we need you to do the right thing for each other.
Right.
To be a team first, members first, but team colleague first. And then you can go and fight stronghold, fist up, elbow bumped up, whatever you want to call it, to get what you need to make your life productive and keep your job. And that's all that PACE really wants to do. And then we have a productive labor management with department heads, council to bring it to them.
So now it's just on the employees, because everything else has been done.
We got the footprint out for
it's
them
the
that we're
being
step up. Yeah, that we're out. We got
that's
the open
it.
Door. A lot of departments to leadership to the emails. And yes, I still get text directly from councils. I still can get email directly from them. We still have an open door to department heads, open door to labor relations, open door to DHR, Department of Human Resources. But we need you. Team, we need you employees to support each other, and you got to help each other. And, you know, it's going to make a better morale, and it makes a better, you know, like just for instance, I'm here we go. Give you a prime example, because I always bring the elephant out of the room, right?
Yeah.
Teleworkers. I was just online last week talking about I'm going up here to speak for people that's working from home, that we never got any bonuses, the comp time.
And I remember.
When you're out sick, you got to take your own personal time. And then I make a phone call to the head of one of the departments to try to talk about giving them an incentive. They said, well, Gina, to me, Ms. Pagnotta, I would love to discuss that with you. But right now, what I'm finding, I went back and did some numbers and see people clocking in on their computer at 30 minutes and then don't be there calling them, can't get a response.
So where you at?
You know, where you at?
Home.
You at home and you can't even work.
You know.
And I felt so small, but you know, I had to cover it up.
Yeah.
But I, you know, so I said, well, why don't you send me those figures? Let me look at it. Who is it?
Let me
Who is it? Let me see. So I understand what I'm saying. The union can get out there and fight for you guys all day long, but if you're not going to do what you need to do, there's not really much other than us asking for leniency and empathy as an attorney would do for a person.
And that's it.
That's it.
But when you're wrong, you're wrong.
And we're going to, I don't play that. You know I know how I am. If you're wrong, I'm going to let you know you're wrong. We're still going to support you, but I'm going to let you know you're wrong. It's just like a parent to a child. When the child's wrong,
you're wrong.
Spank them and still love them.
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do. And don't come blaming the union when you lose your case, even though we don't really lose cases.
Because we didn't put you up to doing what you did.
Right.
Nobody
don't
did.
Don't do that.
Nobody did. No
so
one did.
That's it. So remember, employees, you got to be true to your colleagues.
Absolutely.
And stay off Facebook when you're calling out sick.
So with that being said, we have...
Where do you do that at?
911.
Oh, my God.
We have one that you would think the lesson would have been learned by now, but no. You call out for FMLA, but then somebody sees you because your coworker's going to tell them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what... Your neighbor... is not your name.
Your colleague.
It's not your friend. Because they have to work hard. So they mad that they're working hard.
They're mad at
you. Didn't come to work. So, yeah, they scrolling on your Facebook.
Because y'all
put it on your Facebook button. And you put on your Facebook. Partying. Having a birthday time for blah, blah, blah. What in the world?
Yeah.
The time frame is in the time frame you're supposed to. Come on.
Well, I heard the excuse that said, well, it was after 5 o'clock. That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because you don't be sick from 8 to 5, and then you wait
exactly.
Up at 5:30.
Now I want to go to a birthday party?
Come on, people. These are just that we're not trying to blow you out if we're hitting your toe.
But if we hit your toe, then obviously.
But understand, you don't do certain things. This is what we're talking about, teamwork with your colleagues.
Yeah.
Don't put your colleague into a point where they're getting stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you guys to be... a team first before you're
exactly.
Looking for pace to go and speak on your behalf for more money, more incentives, morale boosting, and charging your leaders to be wrong all the time. You got to accept some of the fault when you're not doing what you need to do. And if you have an issue, quit trying to fight your battles yourself. Call us at the union and let us see, because it's easier for us to speak on your behalf up front than to try to come and do damage control after we done found it, showing us
be
pictures.
Proactive. We don't have to be preemptive.
So we don't, right. No.
And preemptive is the dangerous part. That's the ending part,
okay.
Right?
You got to be proactive so we can be preventive.
Preventive.
So there won't be a preemptive.
Okay,
so
then we'll go to preemptive.
See,
okay.
We got that right. You see how we communicated and we understand each other now? That's called quality communication about this YouTube channel. But yeah, because I want to see the talk that's out there.
So, yeah, they have, and if you don't feel like your teams, like a lot of them, I know the morale is so far gone in a lot of departments, that you don't feel like you are teammates with your coworkers, fine. You don't have to be friends. You don't have to like your coworker, but what you do need to do is respect them as your coworker. And you would want to have to answer call after call. You don't even get a breath. Call after, don't call 911 call takers, because they're different from the dispatchers. But when you're on the 911 side, it's that phone never stops. And you getting phone calls, you got the woman shot in the head, you get the kid that's not breathing, you get this, you don't get a break. You just constantly. And I'm looking around my room, and I don't see hardly anybody there. And then the next day you come back, you going to tell me how fun you had it because you called out sick the other day. What we have got to start doing as the coworker is holding each other responsible. I don't want to hear it, because what I was doing while you was having fun, I was answering these phones.
Right.
I was doing my job. Your job is not to come to work when you feel like coming to work.
Your job is to
just
be to work
be to
and
work,
be on time.
To be to work every day when you
And
work
speaking
yet.
Of that, we did get a meeting today set up for the
EAP. We did.
Interim.
Which is
Director
Cassandra
Govan. Talk to see if she can also, shout out to the person that used our, that?
It's okay to
not be okay. You guys, remember that we had that about a couple of weeks ago that was our topic of discussion? Well, ironically, 311, someone in 311 called Dr. Govan and said that they would like for her to talk about that same topic. So shout out to the person that just took our idea.
If they did, they might not. It's okay to not be okay. That's kind of common, even though we came up with that on our own. But
whatever.
It is okay to not be okay.
It is okay.
So we did get a talk with her. So hopefully we would like to see if she can start visiting the 911 center, because I did hear in the city council meeting that they were giving her kudos for going into the 311 center and doing that talk on it's okay to not okay. And 311, I'm sure they have some calls too, and they get cursed out. But 911 also, just like police, because now they're going out to police precincts and doing that. Well, don't forget your dispatchers. We
all
listen to it. We hear it. We don't. It never stops, and we can't. We don't see it. But when that call comes in, our mind gets a picture of what is actually going on. So it's psychological.
So you're having a visual view.
Yes,
psychological.
It's psychological. So we are going to meet with her. She's out this Friday, and we're going to work with, see what we can get.
Get a plan of action for her to handle that it's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to shout out Kenneth Butler?
Kenneth Butler, yes. We didn't shout out Kenneth?
No, we did not.
Kudos to Kenneth Butler. Kenneth is going to, we asked Kenneth to volunteer, and he is, to work with Major and the captain and Ebony on they're going to have a conversation because he has some strong ideas on
how to get them back
on track at 911 with the calls. And some of his ideas he shared with me are brilliant.
Yeah, they are. He is
brilliant.
Awesome.
And his speaking.
Team building.
He has an eloquent way of
he
speaking.
Does. He
you
really
can understand
does.
Him very good. And he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
He does know. He does know. But you can understand him very well.
I can understand him very well.
Look, you know, my sinus and stuff.
Guess what?
That's what?
He was light-skinned, too. I had to throw that in there, viewers, but... this is a private joke with us, and we don't mean no harm to anyone that thinks that we're being insensitive. But again, I am multiracial, and so we're not have any racism out there.
So
everybody's gotten
like
so.
That's like a mutt.
I'm a lotto. That's short for mutt.
You mutt.
See, it's so much out in this world. There's no laughter anymore. Everything is so taken so serious. See, I'm okay with my truth. I have an African-American mother, and I have a Sicilian father. And my grandparents were full-blooded Cherokee Indians. I have my truth. So I'm okay with it. And I knew what I went through when I was coming up in high school when racism was out there and still out here. So, but I'm okay with Gina. So you can't throw any shade with me about my color because I could be white on this side, black on this side, and Indian when I feel like it. You know, so because that is my heritage. And we got to find some humor sometime. Now, we ain't saying that you go around calling anybody in a negative way, but, you know, don't take everything so serious when you have a good rapport with someone and we laughing about certain things to keep it because it can be hurtful. And anybody that's abusing folks out there, manipulating, or retaliating, or calling you names, or cursing at you, that's against city code ordinance anyway.
Yeah.
So you need to be reaching out to the union, and if you're not a union member, you need to be joining the union. And again, our number is 678-414-8982 or gpagnotta at atlantaga.gov. That's 678-414-8982 or gpagnotta at atlantaga.gov.
All right, and we have some callers on the line. I'm just going to see if they want to
say
something. They might not, and if you don't, that's fine. But when I click on you, your phone is going to say you are unmuted. If you want to speak, just go ahead and speak.
You're unmuted. Would you like to speak? You know they're there.
They are there. We heard the background noise. It's going to tell us, and then
you're muted. Would you like to speak? Okay. Thank you for listening anyway, and if you're watching us live stream, we appreciate that. So, Abby, we are about to round up. Did we hit all of the topics today?
I believe we did. We hit on to everything.
You know, I love that. I'll be glad when we get to the point where I can say, and if you like us, you can subscribe. Just click on the bell at the bottom.
Well, they can click on the bell.
They can
subscribe. We don't have two subscribers already.
Oh,
not
you didn't tell
me
that.
Yeah, five.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Better than one.
Especially since they can't text us. I don't know.
This is only our second show.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, you know, this is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do like to subscribe, tell them how to do it.
You just click the subscribe button. And then anytime we do something, it's going to pop up on your YouTube. You can look at it. We're trying to schedule a show. It looks like I'm probably just going to have to just start doing it live and sending out the link the day of.
Yes.
And send it that way because we can then communicate. I'm not sure how to do this. If somebody knows, let us know how to do it because I'm still working on this YouTube.
This is a new thing for us.
Yeah,
YouTube, I'm not too savvy on. Yeah, we're trying to. Oh, you admit it.
See?
That's a good leader.
Admitted
she's not savvy at YouTube. But you have me fooled.
You just think I know a lot of stuff. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't.
But
there's certain things I know how to.
I appreciate everything that you have done so far for Pace with the electronic stuff going on. We are looking for some additional help. Abby always needs help because I put a lot on her.
A lot.
When it comes to communication, our communications department of one. And we do looking for our members that want to volunteer to help her and help
mm-hmm.
us when we need some information like this.
And we would like going forward the rest of the board members to join in
mm-hmm.
and give their issues in their department. Because
yes.
I know 911 is not the only one, and 311 is not the only one that's having issues. We have issues at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
We covered that. We have issues everywhere. And sometimes some of the employees are just not vocal enough to speak, so they might not have a strong personality there to help represent or pull it out of them, but we got to get some people
and
our around.
Stewards just went through training, so we got to get
sure
them lodged out there in different areas and sections of the city. And one thing I do want to say before we start closing out, I am going to ask, I hope that the city is not trying to move us back in. This is too soon.
I think
we still need to wait maybe about 6 more months, see how these vaccinations going, and you guys decided you want to get vaccine, please do so. And wait and see how the numbers are looking. But I think everybody's getting the feel, not everybody, because when you say everybody, it's not everybody, but a lot of people
mm-hmm.
are getting the feel that the city is going to try to move us back in. And I think we might not be ready to come back in until we see. Just because you're getting the shot doesn't mean certain things that the numbers are going down the way they should be. I think we need to stay on the course of the phase one, phase
mm-hmm.
two, phase three, even though we're getting in vaccination, until we can see a dramatic change in the numbers dropping.
You know what we did not discuss?
Okay.
And we need to.
What
we discussed with our department about sticking out.
Okay.
And that particular policy as it states in the Muni Code.
Okay, so what we can do is, because of the time, we can
mm-hmm.
talk about, just briefly hit it, and next week
briefly.
We'll talk about it so we can do some more
mm-hmm.
investigation. But the sick time, what we're talking about, versus where they feel it's a gray area, which I don't think it's a gray area, it spells it out to me in the code, about how many days you can be out
mm-hmm.
without having bringing the doctor's note. Currently, to my understanding, the way that we have been operating is that you have 3 days consecutive that
mm-hmm.
you can be out without having to bring a doctor's note on the fourth day.
When you say 3 days consecutive, you mean
that
Monday.
Means how Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I call out sick.
Mm-hmm.
I come in on Thursday, I do not have to have a doctor's note.
You okay to return
if
to work?
I can come on to work.
Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I call out sick. Come Friday, if I come to work, which is the fifth day, I need to bring in a doctor's note saying I can return to work.
Or you cannot.
Oh, I cannot return to
now,
work.
Now, July, am I still obligated to pay you for those 5 days if you do not?
That's an HR discussion that
okay.
we need to have.
All right.
During the pandemic may be different now
okay.
versus doing in a regular.
But within
regular,
that 3 days,
you have to be paid.
You have to be paid.
Or right.
Even the fourth day.
Even the fourth day, you got to come back with a doctor's note.
Okay.
Remember the fourth day.
Yeah.
If you're out the fourth day. The fifth day, you got to bring in a doctor's note. That's in the code.
Yeah,
and I think people are getting it. That, you know. But we'll cover on that some more next week. You guys can text us, call us, and let
mm-hmm.
us know what you want to talk about. Thank you to the caller that that listened mm-hmm. and wanted to know about the productive and the preemptive and the
proactive. Preventive.
I take that to the A because I got preemptive.
That right. was really good, and it had right. me thinking this morning. I was just like, oh, that is so good.
Yes,
but it is really, really good because that those terms you use yes. throughout your whole career, you're doing those throughout yes. your whole career, wherever yes. you are. So it was really good, and I do want to thank all those that are listening on Blog Talk and those that are listening on YouTube. We got two channels.
Oh yeah,
Blog Talk and we on YouTube.
On YouTube, we're moving up to the city. But listen, I've also running for. I put in my bid to be the WSA or WorkSafe Atlanta
really
chairperson. So you
really,
know,
as if you don't have enough on your plate.
Well, doggone it, I'm tired of them not doing what they
I
need
know.
To be doing
I
up
know.
There because Pace was instrumental in birthing that
okay.
committee. And they're not doing what it needs
well,
to be.
Well, you
done.
Should get it. You should get it.
So
if
I time for somebody
it,
or I can be an assistant to somebody as
yeah.
long as they're going to do the right thing to get this done.
Yeah.
Because I saw a lot of flaws, still see a lot of flaws, and they need to fix. But shout out to all of the new employees that we have coming on board to the city
yes.
of Atlanta.
We have
and the new leaders that's coming on board. We
yes.
hope that you come with some good knowledge and listen to your employees that's been
mm-hmm.
here. To help you along the way to do the right thing and don't get caught up in that
mm-hmm.
old traffic that all the other ones have got caught up in.
Exactly.
So we don't have to keep saying, well, how long you going to be here? That's going to well, how long you
how
gonna
long
be
they going to be here.
So,
and I would definitely like to shout out to the employees that took for 911 that took that call handling the Zone 2 Buckhead,
uh-huh.
the mass shootings that they had.
Absolutely.
Because they caught that person. It was the swift reaction to dispatchers working together and
yes.
police.
Colleague teamwork.
True teamwork. I don't know the names yet. I'm trying to get them so we can publish them in our newsletter. But that was great work. It was great work. And sometimes they don't get recognized. A lot of people don't get recognized in any department that they work. So we would like
Absolutely.
To acknowledge everybody for all the hard work that you do every day because it doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you. Thank you for your due diligence
yes.
and your ethics. Even to the police efforts that got the guys or whoever
yes.
and the 911. And thank you to all the employees that's essential out there. You guys try to stay as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We kudos to you all out there that's dealing with all of this stuff. Your teleworkers that are actually really working. Kudos to you to still stay steadfast in your work ethics. And even the ones that's at home that probably don't have a clue to what's going on. Some of them still have good work ethics and can't wait to get back to work, but just be a little bit more patient because I would like to see us just wait it out for a little bit more because now you got that pollen out here and everybody's sneezing and snorting and coughing, and you know my head is like COVID, like my grandson running around in my coronavirus. And so, you know, you sneeze, he runs to get his mask from my coronavirus. So, you know, you got to laugh at some time to keep your stress level down. But
yes.
be prayerful for the ones that have family members that lost their lives to COVID. That's a serious matter. You are in our prayers. And the ones that's battling right now, family members, and even some of our employee members that are dealing with this COVID,
mm-hmm.
please do your best. We wish you the best. Godspeed on your healing. And we love you to death and hope to, you know, get you better and back to work or back engaged with what's going on.
And one of our managers, Lisa Henley, she goes, I think she starts her radiation this week. This is the last part of her treatment,
okay.
I believe,
okay.
the radiation. So she's been out of work for almost a year now.
Prayers to
and
her.
So we all continue to lift her up, her
yes.
spirit, her strength, her health, everything. And then my godmother fell, broke her hip,
mm.
and she's been in and out of the hospital. So. That's my everything. And she's white. She's a little white lady. She is.
Now you see,
sweetest.
Now wait a
I just
minute.
To
Hold
say
up
that
now.
Because when people, if something
we
happened and they
about
say, we're going to talk about it offline.
She got a white godmama.
But she's the sweetest thing she's
but
been
talk
there.
Talk about me.
I have no racial boundaries.
See?
None at all.
And it's and we're showing just to prove
yeah.
that we still are camaraderie.
Yes.
Colleagues. Teamwork, no matter
yes.
what race, no matter what color, no matter what religious background you have,
mm-hmm.
no matter what your language barrier,
no matter your sexual orientation,
we love each other. See there? Oh, got to go. Time to go. Madea's in the house. Madea got to go. But guys, we're out. See you next week. Love you. Peace out and stay safe. till we meet again. Bye-bye.
You are silly.
Medea out.